May I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. As we've already heard, within the calendar of the Christian year, today is Trinity Sunday. Unlike the other great Christian festivals of Christmas, Easter, and Pentecost, all of which refer to important events in the life of Jesus and the early church, Trinity Sunday celebrates the Christian understanding of God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As Father, God is revealed as the creator of the universe and Lord of life. As Son, God is revealed in the life and person of Jesus of Nazareth. As Spirit, God is revealed as the divine presence in the life and activity of the first disciples and the early church as they set out to make all disciples of all nations, baptizing and teaching people to obey everything Jesus commanded. These are the three aspects of the Christian experience of God. God over us, God with us, God within us. Now, the Bible has very little to say on the subject. In fact, you won't find the word Trinity in it. But properly understood, it's about how we see life and how we understand the world we live in, because everyone has some kind of view of what life is like. As part of my training, I used to undertake hospital visiting. One day I went in to chat to an old man and told him that God loved him and with God there was nothing to fear. But he looked back at me with disbelieving eyes. He said he had had his own view of life and there was no part in it for God and little meaning either. The doctrine of the Trinity is the Christian way of summing up what we believe about life. What it says is that life is shaped around three realities: the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. So let's look at these. Firstly, the love of God. Christians believe that the final reality of life is true love. Is that how life seems to you? Life is a very varied experience for us all, and at different periods in our life. Looking back at my own life, there's no doubt what for me has mattered most. It's been moments in my life when, in some way, I've experienced love. But love is only a part of life. There can also be terrible pain, loneliness, and emptiness. What do we really make of life? The Christian answer is clear. God is love. St. John says, those who live in love, live in God, and God lives in them. When we love, we're meeting with God, who is the maker of all things. It's love that we are made from, and love which we are made for. St. Paul says, love will never come to an end. Yet, can we really believe that? What evidence is there for it? In a world where pain and joy are so mixed. For the first Christians, the answer was clear. They believed in it because of Jesus. In him, they had seen a life so full of love. And that to know him was to be in the presence of God. On the cross of Calvary, Jesus had met the worst that life could bring. He experienced hatred, violence, pain, and death. It had seemed he was dead and finished, but on Easter morning, they had found that love was stronger than death, and not even the grave could hold him back. So they came to see that life's pain was not as deep as its joy, that there is a meaning and a purpose to everything, that love will never come to an end. St. Paul could write, then what could separate us from the love of Christ? I am convinced that nothing in death or life can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Let's now look at the next part of our view of life, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. As St. John puts it, God is love. And his love was shown in this, that he sent his only Son to bring us life. So the love of God, the grace of the Holy Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ, and then thirdly, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. It's fine to say that God made the world and thus in Christ we see God. But the question is whether our faith will have any impact on our ordinary lives. It's easy to have a faith which is fine on the abstract theories, but doesn't touch the real ordinary business of living. There are a huge number of people who sincerely believe in God, but they don't find the experience of finding God present as an inward source of strength. The Holy Spirit lives in us, in our hearts. The Spirit gives us life. A book I read during Lent told the story of a brilliant young man with a devout faith who had come to the end of his university course. He had an excellent career all lined up to begin when he discovered that his eyesight was failing. Then the day came when his specialist told him that soon he would be totally blind. He came out of the consulting room and into the street and stood in the sunlight to collect himself. As he stood there, he suddenly felt the love of God wrap around him, and he experienced an overwhelming sense of peace and joy, filling him in a way that he'd never known before. Now, not everyone will experience the Holy Spirit in exactly those ways. It may be that we see the glory of God in the beauty of nature, in music or art, or perhaps in a person's face. It may be in times of difficulty that we find strength. But the Christian's view of life is not complete until we see how the love of God is found in the present circumstances of ordinary life. So let's sum up the total view of the universe, which the doctrine of the Trinity is trying to express. Ultimately, the final meaning of life is found in the love of God. This underlines all that is. In Christ, it is seen and expressed in the life of people and brought through the Holy Spirit. It can be found in our experience. As God is in himself, so he is in Christ, and so he is in our lives through the work of the Holy Spirit. May we, each of us, know that, believe it, and so find joy that comes from knowing God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.